Hello and welcome everyone to episode 6 of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. I'm your humble host, Coasty, and we have a special episode for you today. We had a chance to sit down with Kyle himself, all the moderators, all the HDOs, and also the rest of the Buzzcast team. We asked them all three things: what they enjoyed most about last year on Bootleggers, what they're looking forward to in 2021, and a message to the community of Bootleggers about the holidays. I hope you all enjoy. The order going forward will be Kyle, then Flames, then Riot, K-Davo, Strikeback, Vio, Xenon, Coasty, Himmel, Katie, Kelly Boy, and Jamesy. I'll do a quick remix transition in between each one so you have an opportunity to hear when the next person will be beginning. So without further ado, I give you BSF 2000, aka Kyle Croft.
Yeah, so what I really love most about this year was seeing the gameplay mechanics being developed out further alongside the overall just lifestyle of a gangster. I thought like the criminal influence and the criminal energy really helps the game a lot. And then just stuff like being able to smoke a cigarette or eat a hot dog or go to the bar and have a drink or go on a date, stuff like that just really helped developing out the lifestyle of a gangster. I thought that was really cool. And then also just the further development of the seasonal events, I thought was a lot of fun. Last year, a lot of time was spent just getting those set up and the foundation for those, whereas then this year, each event could get further developed out. So that was a lot of fun. It was really cool seeing the community come together for those events. So yeah, I thought that was all a lot of fun. What I'm looking forward to next year is just continuing to develop out the game mechanics and the lifestyle of a gangster. I think this year a lot of good foundation was set up with the criminal influence and energy, but it's just the early features which are utilizing those right now. So just crimes and the rackets. So there's a lot of the mid and late stage of the game that needs to be further developed out. And then now with these mechanics set up, those features can begin to get overhauled with those. So for example, like the auto burglary can use the criminal energy, and the bootlegging is intended to use the criminal influence. So something like this still might take influence to have set up, so you can have multiple of those set up, stuff like that. Because right now it's just the early game has gotten a lot of attention and has been improved, but then there's just not a lot of the later lifestyle of a gangster that's been developed. So just places where you could invest your resources into, like cars and housing and just more of the mature stuff of if you were a gangster, not just, you know, getting the cash in, but now where do you spend it, where do you put it, that type of stuff. So some more of that will come next year, some more of those advanced features. And then I think that'll help as well as with crew and whacking, because again, those are just such late stage features that I think that's where some of those are falling short, is that those just haven't been properly overhauled. Things are starting more from the ground up with crimes in the early game, and then they'll eventually reach some of those later features. So that'll be really cool for next year. I want to wish you all a happy holidays. It's been kind of a crazy year, a different year with everything going on. So I hope you've been doing okay through it all. We got through it together. So I'm grateful for you all being here and appreciate your support. So as the year kind of comes to an end, just hoping you guys are able to find some peace and happiness with some friends and family or whatever you're trying to do. And yeah, just relax and enjoy yourselves. Exciting year to come. There's a lot to look forward to, and thankful for you guys. Happy holidays.
Flames.
Now recording.
Hey everybody, Flames here. Just wanted to say a massive thank you to everybody for playing this year, especially those of you that are listening to this Buzzcast, because I think it's a great way to support the game and the community. So thanks very much for that. I think we had a couple of things that we just wanted to reflect on. So some of my most enjoyable moments from this year. I think people will mention the events. So they were some of the top moments for me, I guess. Seeing some of the new like shark attack and the spring break stuff. That was super fun. What am I looking forward to next year about BL? Mostly, I would suggest that the energy model has sort of been tried and tested now on crimes and just looking to roll that out more. I think it makes the game look a bit sleeker. So getting, I guess, the basics of the game overhauled. So that'd be pretty fun to see. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that next year. And then also to, yeah, have some more cool events. I guess not all of you out there celebrate Christmas. For those that do, Merry Christmas. And for those that don't, I hope you have a lovely end of the year. Pleasure-oony.
Riot.
I think in the last year of BL, I have actually really enjoyed the growth of the staff and, you know, those who work with the staff. You know, Kyle's been way more active this past year than he has in previous years. I honestly do not think he slept within the 24 hours after the new round started, as he was taking care of so many stuff. We've seen Flames grow into more of like an admin role, a lot more like project manager, you know, overseeing little stuff going on throughout the game. Strikeback has completely surpassed any expectations I had. He's basically the Batman of the game now. If there's cheating happening, it doesn't really get past him. He's even a lot better at it than I was. Dave came on board just recently, but you know, Dave is Dave, and he was brought on to be the face of the group. And I'm kidding, but he's actually been really well. Just hit the ground running, so we're super happy for that. The help desk operators, the help desk has been kind of a revolving door. A lot of people coming, a lot of people going. You know, it's kind of hard sometimes to balance your BL play strategy with doing like the help desk, but you know, we're very grateful for the people we had. I know Sin created that amazing returning player guide. Vio has answered over 100 tickets in the first 24 hours of the new round. So that was quite the feat. She was on her own for a bit. Zenon has recently hit the ground running as well. You know, his tickets have very good feedback, so we're super happy with him. And we've even kind of added a testing team to check out some of these new features and stuff before they came out. And they did an extraordinary job with the Halloween event, caught some stuff that we simply wouldn't have caught and made for a much further, much, you know, smoother rollout of that event than some stuff we've had in the past. So I'm definitely looking forward to getting that going again this year and maybe even expanding upon it. I think in this upcoming year, the thing I'm looking forward to the most is getting some more of these, you know, new features overhauled. I know Auto Burglary is in the works. I think we're kind of in that point in the game where we're seeing some of the new stuff collide with some of the older stuff in the game and the mechanics. And as we all know, you know, there's a few places where it's not meshing together so well. So once we get some of that, you know, more stuff created, I think it'll all kind of come together and make for much smoother gameplay. And then once that's done, hopefully we get, you know, some more things like the Bribosies and stuff that little tweaks that can add more strategy to the game and just increase user experience. And to everybody out there listening to this, you know, we have a very wide player base from around the world. It is absolutely amazing, all the countries that we have players coming in from. I know not everybody celebrates Christmas, or Christmas may have, you know, a different meaning person to the other, but whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever you believe in, whatever you're celebrating at this time of year, you know, I hope you do so in good health and good spirits. It has been a tough year for everybody out there. And hey, if you're listening to this, you've made it through this. This will probably be, you know, one of the most challenging years of your life, and it is now in the books. So let's all have a drink to 2021, a year that will hopefully make up for everything we suffered in 2020. And I look forward to seeing you all there. Unless I am struck by a vehicle between now and then, which case this message would become extremely ironic and a little funny.
Kay Devo.
Hello, it's Kay Devo, or Dave, as some of you might know me. I'd like to start by saying a huge thank you to the players and community for sticking together for the challenging year we've had. Of course, the COVID situation has affected everyone in some shape or form. And throughout this time, you've all dedicated hours and hours of your time to play Bootleggers, even when it's not worked as we'd intended. So thank you so much for your patience, as we just simply wouldn't have a game without you. I was also asked what my favourite moment of BL was over the years, and it was actually a really challenging question. There's been so many standout moments, but I feel the time where Carl forgot to pay the graft was really funny. It didn't take too long for player to begin whacking the staff members, which seemed like an impossible opportunity to miss. As the new year begins, I'm excited to see more game changes, overhaul features, and hopefully a better game balance. It would also be nice to see some new players, and of course you guys too. I'd like to finish by saying I'd like to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful time with your families, and please, please stay safe. Thank you so much.
Strike back.
I came to the conclusion there are some amazing people that are playing this game, and these people actually have the biggest hearts possible. I'm kind of happy to have met these kind of players, persons, and actually they turned into friends over the year. I'm also happy and I enjoyed to become part of the staff team, obviously. I was always a bit skeptic when regarding the green ones, but I actually quickly learned they do pretty much for the game. And Riot and Flames are probably the best moderating duo that BL has ever had. And I'm actually proud to be part of the team. And I hope, or I wish to become as good as they are at one point. On a side note, what I also really enjoyed was the moment when I answered someone in a ticket, which actually made me really laugh. I hope he felt the same way. But story is, he was asking how far he was removed from becoming legendary Don. And I told him he was not really far off. Unless someone shooted him, that would mean he was pretty far off. At the moment, I thought it was funny. Because we can't actually tell people how their progress is going. So whoever received that ticket or the answer in that ticket, I'm very sorry. My sense of humor is terrible, I know. But that's pretty straightforward. That's definitely the updates and the changes that are coming. I'd like to see Kyle's ideas become reality the coming year. And we know the game is changing a lot, or I know the game is changing a lot, or I feel the game is changing a lot. And sometimes it feels a certain feature isn't fully accessible, or it isn't balanced, or the purpose isn't fully clear yet. But I know in the end, when everything is finished, it will all fall in place. I understand it's a ton of work, and it's Kyle alone at the moment doing the coding. So patience will pay off, I guess. All right, my 2 minutes of fame over here. Probably very cheesy, but that's how New Year's wishes are, I guess. So I want to thank listeners, players with suggestions, players with a decent insight, players that have contacted me on the game or privately to share opinions or to share idea or discuss something to actually make the game better. I really wish you a Merry Christmas or whatever it is you're celebrating at the end of December. And I also wish you the very best in 2021. And probably just as everyone, I wish, or I really hope, this corona mess is about to stop very soon. 2020 was a bit of a crazy year, and I can only hope 2021 will be a lot easier.
Vio.
What have you enjoyed most from the last year of BL? I think as a player, I've grown a lot. I've gotten a lot of space within the crew, and then I developed into becoming an HDO and taking some charge of the buscast, all things and projects that I think has been really fun and time consuming in a year that has been, let's be honest, completely fucked up. But at the same time, I've met a lot of people who has done it, made the year a lot better than what it could have been. And I'm really appreciative towards those people. In the new year, I'm looking forward to seeing where the game is going. Round 10 has been interesting, and it's obvious that there is some big plan that will tie everything together. I am also kind of hoping that we will play lots of BL, but maybe a bit less than we have this year. I hope the world goes back to something more familiar to the past, that we get to spend time outside and with friends and hug loads of people again. Before I sign off, I'd just like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope people have really nice and responsible celebrations. For the new year, I hope that people will still use the help desk, listen to the Buzzcast, and feel free to always message me if you have questions or opinions that you want to discuss. I'm always open for a discussion. Merry Christmas!
Xenon.
Hello everyone, this is Xenon tuning in to wish you all a happy holiday. 2020 have been a very special year, we might say, but I hope everybody is safe and have the time to celebrate Christmas and New Year's with their family and loved ones. Stay safe, everybody.
Coasty. Hey everybody, it's Coasty. I was asked to answer a few questions, so I will do so briefly. What I enjoyed about the last year of Bootleggers? Well, I would say it's probably the same thing I have enjoyed since I have returned in 2019, and that is the current staff. Riot and Flames are probably the best two moderators we've had ever. I'm not entirely sure. I wasn't too close with many of the others, or them for that matter, but it does seem like they are much more active and actually take feedback, which is something that I think was missing before. I think Kyle has been much more active, and the features have been coming quicker, and I like the direction that he's heading in. I just wish it would happen faster. What I'm looking forward to for 2021 when it comes to Bootleggers is the update to auto burglary. Right now, I think scrap cars are more valuable than gold, and I think if you can use energy to do 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 auto burglaries and then log off for 20, 30 minutes, the way you can kind of do with crimes right now, it would increase the amount of cars being stolen in the game and make scrap cars a little less valuable, and also give crews the ability to steal a lot more faster so they can produce more bullets, which will then fix the whack feature. I think it all kind of hinges on getting more cars into the game, and I think the criminal energy is a really good way to do it. But that's that. I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday season. More than anything, it's about family. Gifts are replaceable. Money is replaceable. Your family is not. Keep that in mind. Keep them close and stay safe. I'll see you guys next year. Himmel.
To all of you in the Bootleggers family, this is Himmel wishing you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Thank you for your support these last few months, and sorry for the many words while saying very little. In case James is dead again, he probably wants to express something similar. Looking forward to 2021 and many more episodes hearing Taya tell me structure and time, and Katie ready to kill me for recording this while we wing it week after week. Appreciate every one of you.
Katie.
Hi everyone, it's just Kate from the Buzzcast. I just want to say thank you for accepting me. I am the newest host of the Buzzcast, and I appreciate all the help you've given me. What I've enjoyed most about BL is getting to know people that are new that I never knew before. And even if they're not new, I've had that chance to make more friends than I had before. I love seeing that people are still around that I knew from back then, and I respect them so much more now as adults. I also am excited to see more events come up. I'm excited to see changes, whether it's auto burglary or the TOS, a new event, everything. I just think everything will be great within the game. I also want to say thank you to friends that have stuck around and that have been there for me on a personal level and a game level. You've been amazing. I want to do free shout outs, but you know I'll forget someone. So Merry Christmas if you celebrate it. Have a fantastic New Year if you don't. I'm sure you'll hear me whether you want to or not. Bye, guys.
Kelly Boy.
Okay, so what have I enjoyed the most from the last year of Bootleggers? Well, the last year for me was really the first year back fully in round 9, which for me was around about the last 5 or 6 years before I started playing again. So the game all felt new to me in terms of like scoring periods, which made the game more fun. Whereas last time I played, it was just a case of absolute hard grinding for crimes, GTAs and ranking. So this time around, it made few more personal goals more achievable along the way. For example, like providing the highest revenue in my crew that I was in. Another highlight of turning Bootleggers was joining the Buzzcast team. I was very, very quiet as a player. I never used to interact with people. I didn't join Discord channels or WhatsApp groups, whereas this time around I'm on them all with multiple different players. So interacting with players who have played for years and understanding how they play has definitely helped me along the way with how I progress in the game. What am I looking forward to the most in the next year of Bootleggers? I'm looking forward to more updates being brought into the game to give it more of a level playing field. As we can see all over the forums and different buzzcasts, at the minute the economy is helping the rich and the poor can't get rich, and if they try and get rich they just get shot. So if there's a balance to this, then we'll see more wars and more hatred, I suppose, which is good for the game, because after all it is a gangster mafia game. So, but besides the updates being brought in, if a new developer is introduced, then we may see the game develop better and faster to grow the player base, which can only be a positive for everyone. So not many players in the game know me well as Kelly Boy, but for those who do and those who have taken time to speak to me and have a conversation with me, you know, thank you. Thanks to everyone who also took part in all the buzzcasts and took time to send in any questions they wanted me to ask and get answers from the mods. It was a pleasure dealing with you all. 2020's been a bit of a terrible year for everyone in any country where we are, so let's hope 2021 can be better for all of us. Have a great Christmas with your friends and family and stay safe. Peace out.
Jamesy.
Hello everyone, it's Jamesy here, wishing you a Merry Christmas if you celebrate it, and a Happy New Year. 2020 has been a rough year for most of us, but it's been reassuring to know that the Bootleggers community is always here for you when you need it, and we've always got a family waiting for us. Let's look forward to a happy, healthy, and normal 2021 with lots of exciting events for us to talk about on the Buzzcast. Thanks for listening, and be well.
All right, and that's going to wrap up this episode of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. If anyone has any suggestions, comments, or concerns, feel free to make a game forum post or post in this episode's thread. If anyone has any questions about joining the Buzzcast team, reach out to Vio at your earliest convenience. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Until next time, I'm Coasty, and I'm out of here.